Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hi Oscar, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. So what's new on the island? Anything going on?
Christmas fair.
Oh, Christmas fair. Whereabouts is that then?
Northwood House, Ward Avenue, Cowes.
Oh, what a great setting for a Christmas fair. I love Northwood House. How much is it to get in?
The admission is free of charge.
Oh, even better, free admission. So what sort of things have they got down there?
There are a range of stalls, including local gifts and crafts. Refreshments are available.
Oh, good. That sounds like a great day out. And as it's a Christmas fair, will the big guy in red be making an appearance?
Yes, Father Christmas will be there, and for your dogs there will be Santa Paws.
Oh, brilliant, they've thought of everything. So when is this Christmas fair on?
It's open on Sunday the 26th of November, 10 till 4.
Excellent, and is there a number we can ring for that?
293642.
Excellent, oh that's great, I look forward to that. It's never too early to celebrate Christmas in my opinion. Right, thanks Oscar, great to speak
to you.
See
Bye.
You later, bye.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 hit singles and the albums charts of the week.
Number 10.
Friends Keepers
by
Mabel. Number 9, Reggae Lento by CNCO and Little Mix. Number 8, Lying Together by Avicii. Number 7, Dusk Till Dawn by Zayn. Number 6, Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Number 5, Read Aura Anywhere. Number 4, Silence by Marshmallow. Number 3, Too Good At Goodbyes by Sam Smith. Number 2, Rockstar by Post
Malone.
And number 1, Havana by Camila Cabello.
Now for the top 10 albums of the week.
Number 10, Scream Above the Sounds
by
Stereophonics. Number 9,
Sheridan by Sheridan Smith.
8, As You Were by Liam Gallagher.
Number 7,
Listen Without
Pre-Produced Volume 1
and by George Michael.
Number 6, Nat King Cole and Me by Gregory Porter.
Number 5,
Beautiful Drama
by Pink.
Number 4, Divide
by
Ed Sheeran.
Number 3, Together Again by
Michael Ball and Aris Ball.
And number 2, A Love So Beautiful,
Roy Orbison with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And finally, number 1
is Sam Smith's The Thrills of It All.
And that's about it for the top 10 singles and albums.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm gonna do a little bit of a play that I love. I wish Jay was Sammy. Sammy's nearly 10. He's got 2 wheels and a car to probably put on underground in. But I'm not allowed to go in there. I have to wait near the gate because my master's only 7, but I'm not. I'm nearly 8. I sometimes like Sammy. He run me toy car, you know, and our tops broke off and the wheels are missing and the stupid thing won't go. When he said to get it was just like that, but it was and we're dead straight. You can't say nothing when you think you're only 7 when you're not. You're nearly 8.
The island's 3 independent lifeboats, between them, are due to receive £89,000 from government funding. The money comes from the Department of Transport's Inshore and Inland Rescue Boat Fund. Andy Farrell of Right Inshore Rescue said, "The response to our bid was amazing. The funding will go towards a new boat which could be in service by March 2018. Sandown Shanklin Independent Lifeboat was also awarded some funds. Operations Manager Mark Birch said, "We're overwhelmed by the fantastic news. The grant will buy a £7,000 paging system as backup to an existing one, giving speedier response times. Sandon Bay's Rescue will use the money to provide its boats with new equipment. Freshwater Independent Lifeboat received £10,170 for 10 dry suits, voice-operated helmets with Wi-Fi, and VHS radios and suits for its two jet ski users. This is such good news. Our lifeboat crews do a fantastic job and deserve every penny they get. It is a vital and most needy service for the island." So, that's it from me this week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi there, James. For someone who doesn't know anything about wrestling, I've heard of Raw and SmackDown. What are they? Are they the names of wrestlers?
Brand.
They're the brands. So they're sort of live shows.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds painful. So who's your favourite wrestler if you had to pick one?
Harry Styles.
Oh.
He's quite phenomenal.
He's phenomenal, is he?
Yeah.
Is he quite big and scary?
No.
A lot of those wrestlers look a bit scary to me. Mm-hmm. So what is it about wrestling that you love so much?
It's just entertaining.
It's the drama, more. Isn't it? It's the build-up.
Yeah,
what could happen? That's great. Well, I've learned a bit today about wrestling, so thanks, James, for chatting to us today.
Good.
And I'll see you soon.
Hi, Isabel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How was your week?
Yeah, really good.
Good. Yes. Good. I'm pleased to hear you're looking well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Do you remember, I don't know if you did, but I used to go late night shopping when I was in London.
Yes, yeah, I do remember always going out late night shopping. That was the first thing I realised when I first came to the island 20 years ago. You know, on Sunday, everything's shut by 4, and every shop is shut by 6. You go out down the road and everything's shut. I felt very isolated, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, I really missed the shopping.
Ah, I didn't. I know some areas of the island, some of the shops close on a Saturday afternoon. That was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
But I don't think I missed it. I used to go regularly. I used to go every Thursday to Oxford Street. And I think Harrods was Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I'd walk from Sloane Square to Harrods. But then I'd change. I'd put some fancy shoes on if we went out to eat afterwards.
All right.
And I'd put my boots back on to walk back home again.
Yes, yeah, I remember, yeah. I always going down Oxford Street and going out on a night out and walking home to Notting Hill Gate from Oxford Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was quite a walk. No, we from Oxford Street, we did catch the 185 bus, and we used to go to a lovely Italian restaurant just off Oxford Street somewhere.
Did you?
Yeah, regularly, and just had pizzas. But it was good.
No, you actually went to the same restaurant I used to go to. In King's Road.
That was the Chelsea Kitchen.
Yeah, the Chelsea Kitchen.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
That was really good. And they did have a sister one in Knightsbridge, but I can't remember the name of it. And that's the one we went to when we went to Harrods.
Ah, no, I've never been to that one.
I can't remember for the life of me. But you're right. The shopping is different down here.
Definitely, 100%. Hairdressers stay up until 8, 9 o'clock in London.
But then, you see, you've got far more people.
Yes, exactly.
They're going to frequent the places. We're down here.
Yeah, you couldn't walk down Oxford Street. If you stopped to do your shoelaces, about 10 people have fallen
over
you.
Yes. Now, down here, that never happened. In fact, I went to Newport yesterday and I thought it was quite quiet.
Really?
Yes, I was surprised.
I know. I remember my friend saying, oh, and Newport's the capital, you know, and it's the capital of Isle of Wight. And when I got here, I thought, really? But I love it. I wouldn't change.
Oh, no, neither would I. And I really like Newport.
Yeah, so do I.
Yes, I think
I would
great.
Never go back to it. I like visiting London, but I've never lived there.
No, neither would I.
It's lovely. Well, I love it.
Did you hear that they're thinking of putting shops? You know where the most newest supermarket is? They're talking for other shops there.
Where's
Have
this?
You heard of that?
What? Where? Here on the island?
Yeah, the newest supermarket we've got.
Oh,
really
yes.
Really, really good. They're thinking of putting other shops there. So just maybe, Isabel, they'll keep those open late. What do you think?
Yeah, but I don't go shopping late now.
We're told. I want to be home in bed.
Yeah, I want to be all cosy and warm and not spending my money in shops.
That's absolutely right.
Go to the beach or be at home.
Yeah, same here. Okay.
Love the island.
So do I, 100%.
So that's it from the Dragons and Georgians. It's goodbye from Olivia, Sasha, Mayhee, Connor, Oscar, myself, James. Have a good week and make sure you listen in next week.
www.vectisradio.com.